Mom! Mommy! 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 Mama! 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 Ma! 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 Mom! 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 Mommy! Mommy!
Good morning, Gloucester! This is Alicia Unleashed. This is podcast number 5, and I have 2 very special guests here today. If you could just see what Tyler's doing, he's always dancing. I have my children. We have Talia. Say hello, Talia.
Hi.
And we have Tyler. Say hello, Tyler.
Hello.
Tyler is
very... he's a little too excited.
If you could act, you could actually see it being videotaped, you would think he was hilarious. Tyler is one of the most hilarious kids I have come across, and a lot of people who have met him or have read his Tylerisms on my Facebook, you would know how hilarious this kid is. First of all, we want to say happy birthday to who, guys?
Auntie Crystal.
Auntie Crystal, happy birthday. This is my sister, Crystal, not to be mixed up with Crystal with the K. My sister, Crystal, is today. She's a little bit younger than me by 2 years. So happy birthday. So Talia, why don't you tell us how old you are and what school you go to?
I'm 15. I go to Waring. I'm a sophomore.
Beautiful. And Tyler?
I'm like 20.
Not. How old? Even though you sound like it. How old are you, Tyler?
11. I go to Eastern Fort Day School.
Very good. And how's school going so far, Tyler?
Good. We went to the beach the first day.
You did? Yeah. Now you just came from East Gloucester where you were K through 5. So this is your first experience actually being in a different school other than East Gloucester. How do you like it?
Better.
You like it better? Why do you say better?
Because we get to go out more and do stuff.
Get to go out more. And that's just kind of the nature of the school where you kind of get to go out a little bit more, right? Cool. And Talia?
Yeah, Mom?
Sophomore.
Uh-huh.
How are you looking high school?
I've been in high school for a year now. It's fun.
Yeah, so this is only your second year in.
Yeah.
And how are you liking it?
It's the same as last year.
Same as last year.
Yeah.
Same kids, new kids.
Well, there's new kids in the grade below me, but...
Okay, Tyler's fidgeting with things. So, as you can probably hear, my voice is, a little bit lower than normal. I better not be sick. That's all I have to say. Because what's going to happen, Tyler? Someone's going to die. So what's going to happen. Who am I killing? The girl that sits next to me at work or you, Tyler? Even though I think you have allergies.
I do.
You do.
I've been having
How come
allergies?
Everyone else in this family has allergies except for me?
At school, I don't get allergies.
Allergies aren't contagious, Tyler.
I know, but everyone has allergies.
Or maybe they just have a cold.
It's allergy season.
Is it? It might be.
Oh,
cool. Talia, you said people are sick at your school?
Yeah.
Like what kind? Like colds,
allergies.
Flu, allergies?
Today everyone had throat and head things, I guess.
Sneezing all the time. I had that in my class. It was so disruptive. Every single second sneezing.
Is that really what the deal was?
And most of it was me. Just sneezing.
Yeah. So, one thing I wanted to talk about, Talia, was laptop. So, obviously, you're asking Santa for a new laptop this year.
Yeah.
Not that the Google Chrome that you were given back in middle school wasn't sufficient, but now you're going to need a little bit more than what that can give you. But in your classrooms, are you still writing paper and pen? Are you doing laptops? What
is
your technology?
The only time we use laptops is, for homework. Everything else is notes, paper, and pen. And
And do you do any computer stuff in school, or everything is paper and pen at your school?
Everything is paper and pen for the most part, unless we prefer a computer, or if they ask us to use a computer, they ask for essays or stuff like that.
And Tyler, what about you? Are you have computers at school? Are you paper and pen?
No.
What's the deal?
We have no computers. Barely paper and pen.
Barely paper and pen. So how do you write notes, Tyler?
We haven't wrote notes yet.
Okay, but how do you learn? But you have homework, and I
physical,
see
physical. Like in science, like, there's this thing we had to do today with a ruler and a pencil and a cup and stones.
So it's a lot of hands-on work.
Yes.
Do you like that better than the paper and pen?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you learn better than rather than just a teacher lecturing at you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's the type of kid you are. You're more of like a hands-on. Like, so when you guys write down your homework assignments, it's not like, do you have people at your school that put it like in electronic, like no. iPod or anything like that? Like, oh, do your homework?
No,
everybody does paper and pen. Mm-hmm. Which I think is funny because if you go to the adult world, everything is on their phone. Every adult that I know has an iPhone and everything goes through their phone. So it's kind of funny to see where reverse roles, where the kids are using the paper and the pen.
Well, wearing's different though, because I'm sure public school, well, not public school, just any other school probably uses a lot more technology than we do.
You think so?
Yeah, because the only reason we usually use technology is for research or to, like, we have a wiki page where all of our homework is, so we don't even do most of our homework online. We do all of our homework from a textbook.
Oh, okay.
Mostly. And there's a couple subjects where you have to do your laptop.
Okay. Yeah, I just think it's a little bit funny how the parents are using all the technology.
Especially you. When you're on the phone, we try to talk to you, you don't even hear us.
Nothing, Tyler. If I'm on the phone, right, and then you're trying to talk to me.
You're texting. You're not calling someone.
And she's calling
tell you,
someone.
Oh, I have this going on tomorrow. You don't even know what else.
That's true.
And then I said, well, I told you I was doing this today.
Me too. Yesterday. Yeah. There's times when she's on her phone and I'll tell her something. And like, I have plans tomorrow. I'm going this place tomorrow or I have to do this tomorrow. And then she's like, yeah, okay, okay, okay. So then I text her, and the next day she's like, where are you? Or dad's like, why didn't you tell mom where you were? I was like, I told her, she didn't pay attention.
So, just to be fair, whether I was on my phone or not, I would never remember those things.
You remember like everything when you're not on your phone.
Tyler throw me under the bus. I don't even use my phone as much as daddy.
No. Okay, but daddy, okay, but no. Daddy's like looking, he's like, what's the word? He's looking at the news and he's looking like
you
you're just
you.
Yeah,
you.
He is. He's you always researching stuff about like CrossFit or like fitness or whatever. Or he's going on like websites and researching or just like looking at news. But you're like always texting.
No, but you're so bad when last year when you brought me to school and you got that new car, you talk on the phone in your car and connect it to your car because you can't stay off the phone.
No, it's called Bluetooth. So let's talk about what that is. That is Bluetooth that I connect my phone to my speaker.
iPad,
and as I'm driving, I can talk on the Bluetooth via speaker.
But you don't
That's
use
how
it.
Much you love
you
your
can.
Phone.
No, but she can. She doesn't use it.
I don't use it anymore.
No, she
uses it to call Erica. You're like,
yes, I was like connecting Erica because I talk to Erica, my Biffle, every day on the way after dropping you off or whatever, and then going.
Yeah, like you talked on the phone for hours, like Ma.
That's true.
But Ma, one time, like I was going to her room to tell her something. Mm-hmm. And she's like swearing on the phone. I was like,
Ma does not swear. Tyler, Ma does not swear. No,
she was. I was like, Ma.
Ma does not swear.
I come in, I was like, Ma. And she's like, what? I was like, you usually never swear. She's like, I just got a little upset. I'm like, about what?
Speaking of swearing, you might find this really hard to believe.
For puppies.
But swearing for puppies. See, Tyler, you listen to my podcast.
What is it? Swearing for what?
When swearing for puppies. So we have the swear jar at the other podcast with the adults. And every time we say a swear,
we put money
in the swear jar. Well,
I
all
live
that,
here, I know.
Right. Well, all that. You just, well, why are you asking what swearing for puppies?
I don't get
that. So we're donating all the money to Cape Ann Animal Aid.
Oh.
Yes. So Tyler happens to be in the other room. Can you believe, Tyler, that people think I swear too much?
don't know. Like,
you put oh, yeah. It's
I can. I actually
it's
can.
It's a shocker.
I never swore when you guys were younger. And when I started swearing as you were getting older, which, by the way, I only do if I really get mad. You guys.
Yeah, but
and I use an expression as expressive language now because you guys are older. But you guys did not grow up in a household where we swore. Actually, when I started swearing, Daddy was so appalled that I started swearing because I never did. Mm-mm. My whole time with you guys growing up, me knowing him, being with him, he's never heard me swear. So I think it's like as I get older, less patience, that's how I've expressed myself.
Well.
But you guys don't swear. I mean, I know there are some friends, like I have some friends I was growing up, their parents like swore the F word like it was a normal language, and I thought it was kind of weird because I didn't grow up in that household, but do you guys have friends that with their parents just swear as a normal?
Their parents or like
yeah, their parents.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you do not,
no, you
Tyler.
Don't, if I don't, you don't.
That's for sure.
No,
maybe you heard something talking to an adult or you know whatever,
okay.
But yeah. So, discipline. Okay, so how am me and Daddy compared to your other friends, like when it comes to discipline.
My other friends don't get disciplined.
What do you mean they don't get disciplined?
That's
my
the worst
friends
part.
Don't get disciplined.
My friends, they go free.
My friends
everywhere.
Get away with murder.
And everything.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Like
you
murder?
Have to
I just looked at you and go, murder? Your friends just murder
like,
somebody?
My friends don't get grounded. Like, they get a firm talking to.
We,
but they don't get grounded.
We don't get grounded at
all.
Tell
you, last time you were grounded, you were like in fifth grade.
No, it was actually 2 years ago. But I'm saying, like, if I do something, like, I don't know. Like, there's no, you don't need, I don't know. Like, my friends, they don't, like, get disciplined. Like,
so,
they don't.
Like, do you feel you get disciplined to this day being a sophomore in high school?
No, because I don't do anything deserving discipline.
Okay, so as for being strict, do you think I'm stricter? Me and Daddy are stricter than other parents.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
You guys are more like not protect. Well, yeah, you guys are more protective than other parents.
We don't right, do
so. Elaborate.
We don't do so many bad things because you're disciplined. We're
afraid.
Oh,
yeah,
afraid.
I'm oh, not, you're, so I. So I instill fear in you?
No.
But you just said you were afraid.
No, but like, I still won't do it because I know you guys.
Right,
like,
because you know it's wrong.
I know.
Yeah. You know it's wrong. You know it's the consequences. So you're saying you have friends that don't care about doing something wrong because there's going to be no consequence?
Yep.
That's awesome. So I let you hang out with these people.
But it's not like I like
this
those friends.
Like, this is great.
I don't
awesome
like that friend, though.
You.
I don't like that friend, though. It's okay.
If I didn't have, like, all my friends like get to be free, and then I hear the next day that they did something bad.
Oh, so their parent? Are you saying their parents gave them freedom?
Mm-hmm. Well, we talk
they,
about
a
what,
lot.
I'll keep going.
A lot of my friends have freedom,
and then they do something bad,
mm-hmm.
and then they get in trouble.
Yes.
And then what do you say? Like, do you say, thank God my parents restricted and didn't let me do that because I would have been a follower instead of a leader and been done and would have done the same thing?
No, you guys wouldn't have let me. If you did let me, I don't know. If I saw something wrong, I'd probably just walk away.
You think so?
I wouldn't do. Yeah.
You know, so you wouldn't succumb to, like, peer pressure?
No, like, oh, what did I do? Do something bad or just walk away?
Yeah. So, but, you know, I've ever heard of that wrong time. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong place. Is
yeah,
that what it is?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might not have done something wrong.
But you were
at the wrong place at the wrong time, and now you're coupled with those people, and you get in trouble for what they did. How are you going to get out of that situation?
Tell mom and dad.
Yeah.
And then they'll believe you. Because if you're honest with mom and dad.
It's just another parenting moment here at Alicia Unleashed.
I know you had parenting moments here.
Oh, no, not Alicia Unleashed. It's my first time. You guys are the first kids, I think, ever on a podcast for Good Morning Gloss.
I'm
not a kid.
Been on Dad's
podcast. Tyler's a kid.
Tyler's like a tween.
I'm not a kid.
Preteen. What are you, Talia? What are you?
An adolescent, right? An adolescent.
You are an adolescent.
Okay.
You are. So what was, you were going to have some thoughts on this discipline and consequences. Your friends don't do anything bad. You're not peer pressured.
I don't even think, no, it's not that my friends do stuff bad, but it comes back to, like, my sense, like, the discipline is, like, talking back to your parents. All my friends can't, like, there's only a couple friends that, like, don't get away with talking back to their parents. Like, we've had
they
this
can
conversation.
Talk back to their parents?
We've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
All my friends can, not all of them. Most of my friends can talk back to their parents. Like, they don't, their parents just let it happen. And they just let their kids walk all over them.
True. Right. And what, and how do you think that, and how do you think that makes a relationship for them? Like, do you think that they're friends with their parents? Like, what do you feel?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Like, I don't think they're I don't know. Like, me and you are friends. Me and you are friends.
Yeah, but what happens when you talk to me? I say, Talia Rose, don't talk to me like I'm one of your friends. I'm not one of your friends. I'm your mother.
But when, like, my friends talk to their parents like that, they just kind of, like, they're, like, they don't really do anything. They'll say, like, stop, or they'll be, like, that's not nice, but they don't put their foot down and say, like, knock it off. Right. They'll just be, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, as for strictness of you being a sophomore, are we more strict than other parents when it comes to life
situations? Not anymore. When I was younger, you guys used to be really hard, but not anymore.
But, like, your friends get to date and stuff and talk to boys.
I'm allowed to date now, and I'm
no,
allowed
not.
To date. Daddy literally just said it was! Dad! All right. Well, Dad said I could. Dad literally texted you the other day and said I could.
Yeah, we still have to sit down and have that conversation.
There's no conversation to have because.
Let's have right here.
No. I don't
we're
know. Like, all right, so, I mean, like.
Here,
I understand why you guys have the. Like, when I was younger, it was a lot worse, but I understand now why you guys have the restrictions.
Why?
Because I'm young.
Right?
And, yeah, like,
free adult.
Free adult.
See? Tyler calls
like,
her free adult.
You guys are just trying to protect me, but it comes to a point in your life when you can't keep protecting me. And
right.
You gotta let me make my own mistakes and my own choices.
Yeah,
that's
but
right.
If you just,
but you just but, don't want me to make too big of a mistake.
If you right. don't, if you don't like, do, like, discipline your kids when they're young,
right.
then you get married at when they're, and they're, like, teens or
that's
something.
That's right. Exactly, Tyler. You
no,
guys.
I might, like, all my friends are allowed to date, but we've just never talked about it.
So how many of your friends' parents had kids at 18?
None
of them.
So that's
it.
But here's the thing. Exactly.
Like,
that's exactly why the reason I'm not allowed to date, though, and it's feel like I should have learned. From
should have learned.
I do learn. I have learned. Exactly, and I have at this point. Because I realized.
You haven't yet. You're only 15.
Okay, but I know to be smart.
Okay.
About your choices.
Thank you, Tyler. Tyler's backing me up here.
So my motto is, I can't control everything you do in life, but as far as I can, I will.
Exactly. But
okay.
The thing is...
So I will control choices until I can't anymore. And I don't care if that's until you're 25.
Yeah, but if Daddy says I'm allowed to date, then we should...
You got married... Daddy got married at 25.
Yes, that's right. Daddy got married at... No, Dad... How old is Dad?
Yeah,
he was
25.
He was
25
or 26.
He was 25. He told me he got married at 25.
He did.
See,
who?
I'm not
going to
do that.
You, obviously.
Obviously.
You were like
I was
22.
Yeah, very
see,
good.
See, I'm not gonna do that.
I hope not.
And I told you that I'm gonna be smart.
They
and you still don't
kids.
Let me date.
They already had kids before you got married, right?
Yeah,
yes.
They had me.
Oh yeah.
Remember Talia's
wedding?
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. I forgot about you.
Oh my god. So now that you guys are older and you're
wiser.
Learning.
What? Wiser.
And, oh, older. Wiser. Am I supposed to say older?
No, older and wiser. They go together.
I've got no gray hairs.
If you follow in your father's footsteps, you'll have gray hair in no time. You guys actually are pretty mature for your ages.
Well, yeah.
11, 15. Why do you think that is?
Because you taught us to be independent from, like, day one, and I was staying home alone watching my brother in fifth grade. So, I mean...
I should
like,
have my divorce.
Well, I mean, I think it comes with a lot of maturity, right? And for the record, Chris's grandma lives downstairs, so she wasn't technically alone. So, for the record. But at the same time, yes. Like, I still don't, you know, Tyler is 11. I'm like, oh, no. And Mary is downstairs. And I still don't let him really kind of stay home a lot. But do you feel like the way that we raised you makes you more mature? Or is that just nature? You're more mature just because by nature. This is the whole nature versus nurture thing.
Jesus, sorry. I feel like I'm in school right now with this discussion.
Am I gonna get
is it a nature versus nurture?
I don't know.
I'm just more into.
Well, obviously,
what my friends are into, like video games.
What does that have to do with nature? Well, I mean, like, obviously it has to do a lot with nurture, because if it was nature of things, all of my friends would be mature.
You think so?
Yeah.
Interesting thing to ponder. So, when we talk about that, we also have very mature taste palettes. Like, you guys like things... Yeah.
Goat cheese.
That's because growing up, like,
what Tyler just said, he loves goat cheese. Okay, what children at 11 years
the
old?
The children whose parents were like, if you don't eat this, you don't eat it all. So then you learn to like it.
And let me tell you.
That's true. Mom and Dad always did that. If you don't like it, you don't eat it.
She did that to me with spinach when I was, like, younger. And I love Popeye. I liked Popeye so much. She's like, you won't be like Popeye if you don't eat your spinach. I'm like,
if we don't eat it, if we don't like it, then we don't eat it. And so it was like,
right. And that's very old school. Do your friends grow up with that?
No.
Right. Because new age parents are like, what? Okay, honey. But you don't like the Brussels sprouts I just made you? I'm going to make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, that's like...
But my kids would be like, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I want some Brussels sprouts, some flaked steak.
But that's not our fault. That's not our fault. This always comes up. That's not our fault we were raised like that. If you raised us, we're just like, it's what you raised. Because you're Italian. No, because you're Italian. And we're Portuguese.
I'm sorry. I raised you to eat vegetables and like.
Exactly. But then, exactly. So when we want, when dad's like, we're like, there's no dinner. And dad's like, eat peanut butter and jelly. And we're like, no, we don't want that. Really? It's like, that's not our fault because you're the one that raised us with all that good food. So then we can't expect, like, peanut butter
and
jelly.
He's the one that wasn't raised with that good food. He said that
mom and papa
made him eat, like, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich if he didn't like anything.
Oh, so she gave him an alternative.
We never got alternatives.
Yeah, because you didn't get an alternative.
And we're not that
happy. If you made something... really good, but we don't like it. You want us to eat it either healthy.
You guys
or,
like vegetables that I didn't even like. Like I didn't like.
Yeah, because you season them. So
like
yeah.
Brussels sprouts. Ooh, like my mom never made those. I don't know why, but we never did. But I learned to make those. But that's one of your favorites.
Yeah, well, I like.
You guys
them.
Are like yes, but Brussels sprouts.
I like
no,
the broccoli. Right?
No, but like yeah. with like. I don't know. It's not like I love it. I just eat it. I don't like it. I just eat it.
Well, obviously, if you didn't like it, you wouldn't be able to eat it in summer.
But then when I don't like some things, then I'm like, Mom, I don't want this. You're like, you like that. But that's. But like, I'm telling you, my palate. Exactly. My palate's changed literally last year. No. And my palate changed last year. And then whenever I was like, no, I don't like that.
Oh, yeah, because you're 14 every 7 years.
Yeah. And so I was like, no, I don't like that. And you and Dad were both like, you're just being difficult. You're a pain in my butt. And I was like, I'm telling you, I don't like it. And then you guys yell at me.
One day you'll like something, and then the next day you won't like
something. When I was six, I used to eat salmon. I used to eat the salmon.
Yeah, you love salmon. Now all of a sudden, you don't like salmon.
I don't like salmon anymore because it's got that too fishy of a taste.
But you used to.
When I was younger, I remember her aunt Denise, she made like this salmon. It was like really good salmon. It was kind of like spicy.
Uh-huh. So it was really, like a spicy, like a,
It wasn't like.
And you like that.
That was good. It was more like crunchy and.
But you guys like, sushi.
Yeah. Sushi's good.
Most kids do not like sushi. You guys are definitely different. I think a lot of. Like one of your favorite things are broccoli.
Yeah. No. I like broccoli.
I like spinach. Spinach is my favorite thing.
You like spinach, that's your favorite thing.
I hate
you don't
spinach.
Like it, right? Well, who likes asparagus?
I like asparagus. I like it with the cheese or with the.
Right, so I mean, you guys
I learned to like
very
the green bean
specific
salad.
Vegetables that some kids would be like, no. Very few kids I have come across would even like those things or even eat those things, but you guys have very sophisticated.
I like
palates.
My food in certain ways. Like I don't like regular green beans. I like the green bean salad.
Right. You
I
like
don't like
it,
green bean salad.
And
I like regular
don't like
green beans.
Green bean salad. You like it in the marinated with the salt, pepper, garlic,
that's
red
good.
Vinegar, and olive oil. And Talia just likes them straight up, just boiled.
Straight up. That's how we do.
Tyler, you are my child. You know, you can't deny. You might look exactly like your father, but you are my child. So, speaking of Tyler, you've been learning new things lately. What have you learned?
Magic.
Magic. Oh,
not what, like, oh, pick a card. It's more like, oh, I'm just gonna like,
it's
lower
like
your 20 health.
Okay, no, it's nothing like
it is like Pokemon. Okay, this magic
you
is like
objects.
Okay. But it's the same idea of Pokemon that you have cards
no,
and you
Dungeons
have trades and
Dragons
and
is what is more
okay.
Well,
wait,
more
for,
like
the record,
and Dragons.
For the record, I have the volume turned down. I don't know how this is gonna play back, but as you people know, my kids are just loud. I am.
Yes.
So we'll see how this all plays out. So everyone knows what magic. I think everyone that's listening knows what magic cards are, right?
I guess so.
No, when I tried, so here's, I tried to tell my friend, like, she was like, what's magic? And then she had to look up on her phone a magic card.
So explain to what was magic.
So,
and I was like,
so they're cards. So
why
anyway, Tyler, you decided to start playing, which I think is great, because I think it's,
nice.
I don't know, I think it's awesome that your mind is going in different directions, and I think it's great that, because you are multiple, like, you play football,
mm-hmm.
you do theater, you started
I used to
do
be that
theater,
way.
Yeah.
You're now doing magic,
mm-hmm.
and I think, like, your mind, I just love it that you're just doing all these great things. Where are you playing magic?
Geek.
Awesome. And Geek's on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
We love to shout out places around Gloucester, right? And Geek has been a great place.
Mm.
When you go, what do you do there?
So, if you go there, it's a tournament, 5 rounds.
You go on Fridays.
Yeah.
Each night can be different.
But you can go on different nights.
Yeah.
But Friday is the best night cause when they do the tournaments.
Yeah.
Because you also, after the round that you, after the two games that you play with this, with one person, it's also free gaming in the back room.
Okay, got it. Awesome. Very cool. So, speaking of shouting out and loving everything,
Ariella.
Oh, right.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
Wait, hold on. Let's shout out your new website.
Okay, so there's this website called Ivoryella.
And how you spell it?
Ivory. Ivory. Ella.
Ivory. So it's
Ivory.
Ella.
Ivory. And so they have clothes. They have like new flash tattoos. They have water bottles. They have so much stuff.
Right, but
it's about, all right, so it's 10%, is it 10%? 10% of the proceeds go to stop elephant poaching. And they come up with really cute clothes, and they have this really great logo, and I'm actually wearing my shirt now because I'm absolutely in love with it.
So how did you get, Crystal with a K,
mm-hmm.
Told me you loved elephants. I didn't even know you did, really.
I
learned something new about
you.
But why? I know, right, Tyler?
I like elephants
because,
okay, I looked up elephants' personalities and their spirit, and elephants ended up being my spirit animal.
Okay. Why?
Because
like,
elephants are
connect?
Leaders, and they're very patient and loving, and that's me.
I think you. So I do think you're very patient and loving. To
well,
see
actually,
yourself.
I know I'm impatient, but you're like patient with other people.
You are very patient. That's why
sense.
You mean you work with children. You like to work with children.
Yeah, but I'm impatient in some circumstances, but I'm patient in others. Like
right.
with children, I have to be patient. Doesn't mean I like
just
not
with
me.
Not patient
I'm impatient
for children,
with people,
with
like people late people or like people.
Yes.
Not, like I'm impatient when it comes to lateness.
Or
like
lateness.
Unorganization.
Untolerable.
Exactly.
And untolerable and those type of things. So do you feel you're a leader or a follower?
I'm a leader.
Definitely.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you say it like, but I mean, like Tyler, would you think
leader?
I
mean,
you
the
think
leaders,
you think
team leaders.
All right. Well, let's switch over to there.
I like to do that.
We're shouting out another one. YMCA team leaders, led by Rick Dowsett and team. You decided.
And the president. Never mind. I forget.
The president is Mr. Dave Tucker.
Yes.
Yes, he is. I believe he's a senior. Is he a senior this year?
I don't know.
Yeah. So
he's the president.
And he is actually Joey Shimataro's and Sister Felicia's cousin.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you know when we go to St. Joseph's, his
mm-hmm.
mother
is who?
You would know if you saw her. I'll point you out next time.
Okay.
So the Tuckers. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's awesome. So shout out to Teen Leaders, which Tyler, you started. You couldn't go last week because you were under the weather, but you will be going this week.
Yeah, and you're but I missed the chance to get hours.
You did because you have to.
That's what happened. I didn't know.
Stuff, right? I mean, you were under the weather. You weren't feeling well, so we're gonna.
Because he does so much.
Well, he does.
That's how I was.
I know. Well, it's not technically. It's not a super bad thing.
You just weren't taking your vitamins.
Oh, and you are, Tyler?
Yes, I am.
Actually, so we're now shouting out my buddies.
We're shouting out your buddies. We're shouting out going to school with Hunton
and Cecilia
and his family owns
Russell's Orchard.
Oh, yes, our favorite place in the world.
Russell's Orchard is
our absolute, hands down, favorite.
It was even before, like, even before you worked there, because you worked there.
Dude,
summer.
I worked there six
Wait,
years
Apple
ago.
Orchard?
Like, I know, but even before that, we absolutely loved it. And even before I went to school with Hunton, I absolutely loved it. We've always just loved it, and it just so happened that I ended up to go to school with the kid who owns it. So, like,
I mean, the Apple Orchard?
Yeah, Hunton owns it. Hunton and Cecilia.
Yeah, just tell them to bring some donuts to school and bring some home.
I'm personally gonna go there. I have my friend Darcy is coming up.
I'm going there too.
I'm going there with you then.
You'll be at school.
Oh no!
You'll be at
3.
All right, I'll bring you something home.
Yay! Donuts and honey stick and cider.
Tyler, where do you want to work for your first job? Where do you want to be? Like when you can work and make money, and make your first paycheck. Where do you want to work?
I want the youngest age, and that's 14. That's 14. That's only. That's the youngest age.
So what do you want to be at 14?
If there's another place, that allows you to work at 14, I'm going to Market Basket.
Okay, you just want to make a paycheck. See, that's my kid right there.
That's something Tyler.
So I'm not your kid.
Exactly.
I'm not your kid.
No, you are.
I want to make a paycheck, but I want to do it. I want to love.
You're making
a paycheck.
I am, and it's because
I like it.
And
it's
again, that's
I love
very
it.
Forward thinking of you. That's very adult thinking. Because there's a motto: if you do the job you love, you'll never work
a day
in
your
life.
Exactly.
And that's very forward thinking. But unfortunately, I would say at 14 and 15 years old, you don't have that much.
Except for Russell's Orchard.
You have to be 16, which you're waiting until you're 16 for. But Tyler is more like a go-getter. He's like, I'm making my paycheck now at 14.
I gotta wait until
Bishko. I want to know what they're eating.
But then again, my paycheck, like I babysit and I nanny.
Right, so it's different.
That's
so
what I love
saying. The boys and girls are a little different in that age. I mean, I don't really. Tyler, at 14 would be able to watch yourself. Never mind, watch another kid.
I could watch my cousins, but they won't let me.
See, I watch Strange, not Strange Kids. I watch, like...
Strange.
I don't watch Strange. I mean, like, I watch, like, people that are also
watch
are Madeline my
cousins. Jackson.
And I also watch Maz, and I watch everyone else.
Yeah.
And teachers from school have asked me to babysit.
You are, because you are very responsible.
Exactly.
You are. So...
She's 15. I'm not only 11.
I know. And speaking of 11, Tyler...
What?
You, like we said, you are one of the funniest kids ever. I tell you, please tell us the story.
Oh, no.
By the way, Tyler's was taught to do laundry. Yes. Oh, okay. I think all kids should learn responsibility. Tyler,
I was doing laundry.
You
learned it the hard way.
You learn things the hard way. Exactly. Me and Daddy are very old school.
You're the youngest parents.
And we're
though.
The youngest parents by like probably 25 years, and we're the most old school. Isn't that ironic?
And he's glossy.
Ironic.
What?
Tyler,
did we learn
that word the other day? Ironic.
We learned that word.
About Paul Walker.
We did. It was ironic the way that he passed. Uh-huh. Right. We were talking about isn't
Fast
that
and
ironic?
Furious.
Right.
I watched
exactly.
Fast and Furious on Thursday when I couldn't go to. Teen Leaders. It was pretty good. And I showed my mom the ending.
You did, which I cried.
Yes.
I shed a tear.
Yeah.
I didn't have to watch the whole movie. All I had to do was watch
the ending.
Yep, which it played for me. And that was like...
Because the whole movie, it's just violence and like all that stuff.
That's awesome. So Daddy let you watch violence is what
you're
saying.
It was only PG-13.
And you're 11.
Yeah, so? I'm watching...
See, other kids are allowed to watch PG-13 and 11.
See?
That discipline is just like, what were we talking about before that? I don't even know.
Okay.
About the story of Tyler. Yes, we need, this is probably one of my favorite stories ever. Okay, go.
Okay, so I was sitting in the living room with Jess, my friend Jesse. And Tyler was downstairs doing laundry. And he comes and he books it up the stairs. And he's crying. And I'm like, Tyler, what happened? And he's like, I broke the washer machine. And I'm like, what do you mean you broke the washer machine? I was like, go tell Dad. Like, if you broke it, you have to say something. He's like, I don't want to tell Dad. He's gonna yell at me. And I was like, Tyler, just go tell Dad. And he's like, I broke it. And I was like, what? Why are you freaking out? I was like, what happened? How did you how could you possibly break the washer machine? And he's sitting there and he's crying and he goes, the washer machine, it's filling up with water. And I was like, Tyler, I was like, washer machines are supposed to fill up with water. And he stops crying and he's like, really? And I was like, yes, Tyler. And
that's probably one of my favorite stories ever in my whole entire life. That is the best. And tell it the best. It's just not the same if I tell it. It's just not.
Yeah. It'd be the same if I tell it, because I'll actually cry. Like,
and then there's that time he asked me if airplanes flew in space.
That wasn't too long ago. That was
a couple weeks ago. We were watching, like, Catfish or something. And they were on a plane, and it was dark. So, I mean, it does make sense that he would think they were in space. But the way he asked it, he was like, why is it dark? I was like, because we're on a plane. He was like, oh, yeah, because airplanes fly in space, right? And I was like, no.
So, Tyler.
You.
What's another crazy thing that you did recently?
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about how that stitches in your head.
I be needed.
So, how'd that happen, Talia?
Okay, first of all, I got home from, like, I was hanging out with my friends, and I got home, and I was, like, sitting down. I was eating dinner. I was doing something, and Tyler was just in my ear, and around me the whole entire time, like from the minute I walked in the door to like an hour later, he was just bothering me like so bad.
Let's also say this was Daddy's first business trip ever. So the dad was gone one day. Daddy was in California.
Really,
3 hours
behind.
Yeah. He was gone one day.
And so, anyways, so Mom was on the phone, and I was like, Mom, tell Tyler to leave me alone.
And
so she's like, Tyler, stop it. So then, okay. So then I went outside. And I was like, fine, if he's not going to leave me alone, I'll just go outside and I'll read my book. So I put my headphones on in and I was doing my summer reading. And Tyler comes up behind me and he scares me in the chair. And I was like, Tyler, knock it off. So I got up to go anticipate to chase him. Like, I just got up to scare him. And I ran about 2 feet and he books it all the way, like, out to the front of the yard. But on his way there, he slices his eye on the door because the door is a pull, and he tried pushing it, so he tried fitting through the little crevice, and he slid, and he, like, scarred his whole, like, eyebrow open.
Split it open.
And it wasn't my fault. Split it open. And then you said, Dad, oh, he split his head open.
You did.
It's not my
head. Yes, Tyler, this is your head.
It's my forehead.
What's the last part of forehead? Head.
What's the last part of eyebrow? Brow. Doesn't make sense. See?
It was on your head. This thing above that's sitting on your neck is called your head. So it could be your ear, it could be your lip, it could be your nose, it could be your hair.
It's your head.
All on your head.
Everything's in my head.
Apparently, Tyler. Apparently.
Like, one stitch is in my head. Like,
no, you got nine.
Yeah, but one inside.
Tyler.
Put a magnet on my...
And he wants to be an engineer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, fix stuff my forehead.
That's not... Okay.
Electricity.
All right, so we're going to stop here.
No. What,
it's 8 o'clock. It's your bedtime. And I have French to do.
Yeah, so Talia... I want to thank Talia for taking time out of her busy schedule.
Actually, though... Uh-huh.
See, she did her homework. She worked out at the Cape Ann YMCA.
Ooh.
Another big shout out to the YMCA.
Spindrift is another big shout out.
It is another big shout out. Because
David Tucker, there's one day I was there, it was like 2 years ago I was there, and David Tucker, he made me go on the kayak with me, and we tipped over like 5 times.
Good, because they want you to do different things that you've never done before.
They didn't make Brady they were like, oh, okay, just go on the bus. And I'm like,
alright, so we're not going to keep talking so you don't go to bed, because you do have a bedtime, because I am a strict parent, apparently. And Tyler, you've been a little bit under the weather. Which I've been a little bit under the weather today, and what am I gonna do? I'm gonna kill somebody if I am getting sick, because this past, you guys have never seen me sick.
Yes, no.
Oh, except for this past year. This
You've
past
been sick
January.
A couple times before.
We should. Not like that.
Yeah.
Not like that. I was very, I had the plague on January.
What?
I had the plague.
How?
Yeah.
She's dramatic. Dad wonders
she's
where
so
I get
dramatic.
My drama from. Everyone wonders where I get my drama from.
And
I
it's
had the plague time. I had the
no,
plague.
You didn't. Where did you go? Did you go where Marina went?
No, Marina.
And you think she has the plague?
Marina brought back the plague.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I got. Yes.
It's like bringing back Deflategate or something. I don't know.
Oh, don't even. We're not going there. We're gonna.
I want to go there.
No,
you know, I want to go.
Tyler's been begging, been wanting to talk about football. It's not happening. All right. Do we have a song that can maybe
see you again? See you again because it's not. It's probably
I
like the last. I think this can. I think it's gonna be the last kid podcast. So I
Are
need.
You
we
sure?
need that. Yeah. I don't know.
Unless
we
got all my
that.
Friends.
Oh, unless
She's
we got
a podcast.
Oh, if we got my friend Sedona.
You don't have friends.
Oh, baby. All right, I found it. This is what we're doing. All right, guys. You guys are going to bed. Thank you for Alicia Unleashed
when
podcast.
I see you again.
We will see you.
Bye. Bye.